to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
All right, we are live. Welcome, everyone, to the Money in the Bank pre-show with Rant EM. I am your host, Rick Dara, here for the evening. Here with me is Mr. Rant EM himself, Double A. What's going on, man?
What's going on, everybody?
Hey. And just joining the call is Surfer. How's it going, Jimmy?
Good evening.
Good evening. So we have an interesting night of entertainment and hopefully not too many disappointments going on. Also, shout out to the chat room. We have, you guys already packing in, we have San Francisco Giants fan, or that doesn't make any sense, SF Giants fan, because it can't be San Francisco Giants fan, SF Giants fan, AC, Kid Human, DJ Goblin, Nature Boy, Hacksaw Lou Reed, you anonymous bastards out there, what's going on? I believe Scott's going to be calling in soon. He mentioned calling in, so come on, man.
Scott!
I want to see you in here. So what do you guys think of everything going on tonight? Thoughts overall? Excited about the pay-per-view?
Well, it seems that we're killing time by showing pictures of things that we did in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I'm actually about to turn on the network now and see what's going on there.
They're killing time. Lita and Renee Young's evening in Vegas, they're just showing pictures of them hanging up with a couple of guys.
Okay.
Yeah, I just got it now and I'm looking. I'm getting the stupid PGV violence thing. Oh, I see what you're talking about. Yeah, what is that about, huh? Who are they?
I have no idea. I guess because they're in Vegas.
They're just with some two dudes?
Yeah. And I don't know why Corey Graves is wearing a hat.
I'm here.
Scott, what's going on, man?
What's up, fellas?
Not much. Just watching, just trying to figure out what the hell we're looking at on the pre-show here, where it looked like just some sort of a Vegas party going on.
Frank Sinatra, Corey Graves.
The next pay-per-view could either be like a classic, or it just could be just an average. I don't think it's going to be bad.
No, bad no. Classic.
Potential.
Like, you may not think it, but this might just be the right mix combination of wrestlers that just put on a show that you'll talk about for a long time. Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, Money in the Bank's something that they've always been invested in. I've considered it, aside from Elimination Chamber, what would it be, like the sixth most popular pay-per-view?
Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
Because the rest of them are just throwaways.
A lot of these matches are multiple people in the match, so I don't know if that's going to get tiresome or not after.
It's been tiresome for 10 years.
I mean, it's saying, like, when you see, like, one match where you got multiple people in the same match, you can go with it. But there's, like, three or four matches that are like this, I think. I might be overstating it, but, I mean, you got four tag teams, six Money in the Banks. Who knows who's going to get involved in the John Cena AJ Styles match?
Yeah, well, we're definitely going to break down the card, preferably starting with the pre-show so that they don't beat us to it. And also, tardy to the party, joining us for the call, Padawan Jen.
Bada bing, bada boom, baddest chick in the room. How y'all doing?
How you doing?
What's up?
Hey, so we're going to get into this card. And I think it was you that went off the air, Jen, telling us what the pre-show was, right?
I know they had looks like Corbin versus Ziggler.
Again.
Sheamus versus Apollo Crews. And I think they added like another one.
Dudleys versus the Dragons.
Yeah, and then Fabreeze versus the Golden Truth.
Do we really
a lot of pre-show?
Wait, this is all on the pre-show? Four matches?
No, it can't all.
It can't be. It can't be.
I think Corbin Ziggler's on the main card.
Do we really need to see that match again?
No.
Definitely not. that's clearly the only person they're comfortable with him working with for whatever reason. You know, when I was watching Superstars, Guilty as Charged, and I'm trying to remember who the hell he wrestled on there. It was someone else.
It wasn't John Cena.
It was another jobber. I don't remember who. It was just some other jobber he wrestled on there. We talked about it on your show. I mentioned it. I just don't remember who it was.
Don't ask me to remember anything for Friday night.
That might be what it is. Cause I'm like, how the hell did I have Superstars on? I don't remember what happened.
That was something else, I gotta tell you.
Yeah, and I was a blast. just for the hell of it, Baron Corbin versus Ziggler. Who do you got?
Corbin.
Yeah.
I guess Corbin. I mean, it wouldn't make sense for Ziggler to win.
I guess not.
Yeah, Corbin. Fuck it.
I got Corbin as well.
Actually, CBS Sports is reporting the Golden Truth versus Team Febreze and the Dudleys and Luchas are the only kickoffs. The rest have been moved to the main card.
Hmm.
They change this every hour, it seems like, huh?
Team Febreze?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that? The
Fandango and Tyler Breeze.
Against
against who?
Oh.
The Golden Truth.
For what? Like, why are they so attached to that angle? Why don't they just let it go?
I don't fucking know.
Like, why don't they make peace with the fact that it seems like every time something annoys people, they're just insistent on trying to make it work. Like, just let it go. It didn't work.
Here's the thing with the Golden Truth. It's like usually you watch a team like that struggle to come together, and then finally when they come together, they go somewhere. But the problem in this situation is there's too many tag teams ahead of them, so they're really not going to go anywhere once they become a cohesive fighting unit. They're not going with the titles.
They're going to go straight to hell. That's about it.
I mean, it's not organic. That's the biggest problem. They're trying to create something that happened naturally many times in the past, and they're not able to do it because it has the WWE polish all over it, where it came off weird and awkward. No one wants to see two men in a toilet or exchanging cakes and all this other stuff. It's just not something that's going to work. And it's not really funny either. That's the biggest problem.
No, not at all.
I mean, if you're going to see new champs, you're going to want to see Enzo and Cash or the club or somebody you're not going to
see that'll happen.
Right. But I'm saying no one's going to be clamoring to see Golden Truth become tag team champions.
Yeah, well, I mean, with this brand split, anything's possible.
Yeah, you guys hear about that. They're trying to bring in a whole bunch of other guys. They've contacted over 40 old superstars that aren't on the current rosters.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
We hear there even may be Kurt Angle as one of the people that's among this list of they just want to add some authenticity to this brand split, so they're getting like a lot of old school people.
They wanted to do a brand split where they have two separate things, like they don't interact at all. Now, if they can pull that off, fine, but I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, they'll try, but at some point they'll go back to mixing everybody up again.
It better not blow up in their face like it did last time.
Yeah.
Like it started off good, then it went quickly to shit.
They don't feel that way, though. Because there were points where it was up and there were points where it was down. So they never really saw it as like a total flush like they did with Invasion and all the other stuff. The brand split for them was more or less the remedy because they didn't like where things were before that.
Right.
And it didn't do good either way, like in the long term. And it wasn't because of the split. It's just because of the way it was split. There were really bad angles going on both sides. Everyone just was – it almost felt like it was deliberately done to shake things up, where like it was split down the middle. The APA, the Dudleys, all of these teams that were long-established teams were now split deliberately in half.
Yeah.
Not just one or two. It was literally like, okay, we're going to take every single team that's ever existed and split them up. And then even for people who invested in that and said, all right, well, let's see where this goes and what's going to happen, they got screwed over. We got, what wasn't it, Brother Devon with Deacon Batista was one thing.
Yeah.
Bubba Ray, who's ironically the better wrestler, they just didn't give him anything. He was just no gimmick Bubba with Spike. And I guess JBL, out of all the tag teams I could think of, JBL is the one who benefited the most from that brand split because he actually came into his own as the character John Bradshaw Layfield, as opposed to being the no gimmick Bradshaw.
From that and the fact that Triple H don't work on Tuesdays.
Yeah, I guess. Cena neither, man. I've always said Cena doesn't work on Tuesdays. There's a within and without the kayfabe with Cena because he doesn't work on Tuesdays and he never runs in for anyone. Like, watching him run in to save the New Day is probably the first time I've seen him run in years. He didn't save Zack Ryder when he was buddies with him. And
yeah, he didn't say
no,
Ryback.
Not at all, man.
You know, we never see
this guy. The whole angle with Ryback and him was Ryback's like, I saved you and you wouldn't save me.
Yeah, and well, of course he did it for The Rock in WrestleMania because of that whole script.
The thing is, if Cena's always doing the running, people will turn on him. There's enough people already like booing him as this. If they think he's always saving the day, they'll really turn on him.
So. Maybe that's the reason why people aren't popping for him. When you look at it, as much as Stone Cold and The Rock were considered like tweeners or they weren't exactly pure baby faces, those guys ran in for everyone. Almost every role went off the air with them running in and causing chaos and it just ending in that kind of anarchy. And they were the anti-heroes where you're not really supposed to do it, but they were coming out and people were popping for them.
Yeah, exactly.
Rage, what's going on, man?
Oh, nothing. Just waking up and I feel refreshed, so I'm ready to get this shit started.
Good morning, sunshine.
Hello, dear. Hello, everybody else. How you doing?
Got to get in the pay-per-view mood, man.
Yeah.
Can't be dragging your feet.
Yeah, just jumping jacks or something.
I'm in the pay-per-view mood. Can't you tell?
Oh, yeah, you sound so excited.
There's too much going on tonight on TV. I got to deal with this and Game of Thrones, Game 7, and yeah.
I don't know about Game of Thrones, man. Yeah, the last episode left a bad taste in my mouth.
It's on the bottom of the list.
I'm going to give it to the end of the season.
No, it's the wrestling night for me. It's the bottom of the list. Don't care about Game of Thrones. Doesn't exist to me today. Don't give a shit.
Oh, I heard.
It's all about the wrestling.
Shame. Tore a new asshole into it.
Yes, I did. Sheamus versus Apollo Crews. What do you guys think?
A Crews.
Crews.
Yeah.
Yeah. If Crews comes, doesn't win, I mean,
what's the sense?
Yeah. Exactly. I'd be surprised if Crews wins, honestly.
I hope the regular Apollo Crews shows up today and not that weird clone that fought Jericho. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that was like a fucking Twilight Zone episode.
As soon as he came through the curtain, my spider sense was tingling, man, because it was like, all right, the last shot that they showed me was the fact that Sheamus kicked your ass backstage. Now you're out here after the commercial break, they're still talking about it. You're not selling the injury, you're out here flipping and bouncing around like you usually are. The whole emphasis of what's going on, you should at least maybe hold your ribs a little, maybe make a wincy face like, ooh, that wasn't good, since it just happened to you. And then from on, there was like the uncoordination of him doing like the punches. Yeah,
but the SmackDown or Raw?
That was Raw. And
That was Raw. Yeah.
Then there was that kip up that he kipped up into the line salt and nearly killed himself. And
Oh my God.
And then afterwards.
That made me go, ugh.
Yeah, and then when he's getting covered by Jericho, you can clearly hear him say, I'm so sorry. It's like one mistake after another. I don't know if he had a bad night or if he was nervous or if it was just maybe some of these guys are being too micromanaged at this point, because that's sort of what happens. Like if you come on here and you have a casual conversation with someone, it's different from if I came on here and told you exactly what to say. Like if you had a script, that sort of makes you screw up more. You know what I mean? And like when they get used to these guys and what they do, they might make them do certain spots at certain moments and just adjust to certain things. And it throws you off because he seemed fine. I've seen him do crazier stuff in Evolving in the Indies and he never screwed anything up. And it's weird how a lot of guys that are like that come here and then they screw up the most simple things. And the only reason I could think of it is just speculation. It's just that there's a lot going on in their heads. They're trying to remember all of the WWE things to do. And then they wind up just messing up simple stuff.
Plus, this is the biggest name he's ever fought, probably.
Yeah. Well, at the time, Jericho. Yeah. And I guess that is going to be the biggest, because Sheamus isn't bigger than Jericho. But he'll be a good person to definitely grow with, because Sheamus is a good guy as far as carrying younger talent.
Sheamus loses tonight. What does that say about him?
Because he's
in a major motion picture, and they're not pushing him.
It's not a major motion picture. It's a Michael
Bay. I wouldn't go that far. Yeah,
he's barely even the main character.
Yo, every
he's
picture.
A voiceover, and he's not even in it. It's just a voice.
Whether you like the movies or not, it is a major motion.
Yo, picture. I think that Surfer thinks every picture is a major motion picture.
No,
you know, this is not a Rock movie,
dude.
Like
that is
every
that is
picture.
A major motion picture. Whether and they're not taking advantage of it because the movie's not doing all that well.
Oh my God!
Exactly. Just the
just shows they don't give a shit.
The only thing major about it is it's a major flop.
Yeah.
What is that? It's that bad?
Actually,
so take somebody to see that shit? Oh.
Bret Hart had something to say about the movie, I think.
Actually, most.
Oh, I bet he did.
Most Turbo fans who've seen it think it's good.
It's the shits.
Homers. It is, boys.
Listen, it's just like the 90s cartoon. But to me, I thought it was terrible.
But there's just a difference. It's not like he's not like the main character. It's not like he's the face of the movie like Dwayne is. So.
No, and you know what? If he was in the sequel, they would never be able to show his face again because he already mutated into the Rocksteady character, right? Or he's Rocksteady,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, so
yeah.
He's never going to physically be Seamus again in that shot, in that movie. It's almost like saying that Kevin Nash is popular because he was Super Shredder. You know, it's like... You know, and he was Super Shredder for anyone who doesn't realize that, but no one cares because he's in a suit. It doesn't make you popular. So Seamus had you could say it's almost a cameo role because in the beginning he's human, but then afterwards he changes. And I don't think that even WWE doesn't care about that kind of stuff. It's not a WWE movie.
Yeah.
But they have one of these stars and they get a little, they'll usually push the fact that one of their guys are in it and that you need to go see it. And they really haven't done that.
Well, there's still a difference.
Maybe they're turtle fans, so you know what garbage this is.
Question do they really have Tyler Breeze and Fandango as a tag team?
Yeah,
they've been like that for a few months.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't been watching Raw, honestly.
Actually, them as a team kind of makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
It kind of does.
The way that.
Yo, I keep giving this idea to them. Yo, put Tyler Breeze with Dolph Ziggler. Make them the new Hollywood Blondes.
No, you can't.
No.
The Hollywood Blondes have done like four.
We got a match coming up, so.
Yeah, it's no.
Is it coming up? I just see AJ Styles.
Look, there they are. Good. Byron That'd is pushing good. The Turtles movie. He's got a fucking green shirt on. There you go.
Potato Saxton.
By the way, notice the two-man booth.
Yeah, and also remember something. For anyone that's still joking about the Lawler stuff, I watched Main Event, and Lawler was the commentary guy on there for the first time ever making his debut. So they might just roll him on up to Raw and SmackDown now that they're short people. So you might be getting
What did Lawler do again?
He had some problems.
Alleged domestic violence.
I'm not surprised. He seems like the type.
Yeah. When I was reading that report, it was weird because it was just like, geez, you know, it's really a shame that happened. And then when I read the age difference, it shocked me more because I always thought that Lawler's fiance would be much younger. But oh, well.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
I kind of agree.
How old is the current woman he's seen?
Like 22. 29? Oh, is she 29? Or she was like 22.
Oh, he's a pedophile.
That's mean. It's really mean.
Oh, what, you disagree?
I mean, you didn't have to be blatant about it, you know?
Somebody was like...
you guys are crazy.
You have to young girls at his age.
You're never going to let that go, are you?
He is in his 60s. Right?
He's 66.
Well, he's no better than Flavor Flav.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, well, his girlfriend doesn't crap on the carpet, so I think he is better. Charlotte and Dana Brooke against Natty and Becky Lynch. What do you guys think? Oh, we got the golden truth here.
No.
The golden turd.
I'm jealous. Went to the bathroom on that one because I really don't care.
That's like
that particular feud because it's not pushing any of those four people forward, in my opinion. It's just.
I'm going to disagree with Surfer. I'm going to say Becky and Charlotte. Becky and Natalya get the win, and Dana's going to turn on Charlotte to get a push.
By the way, you're going to get three matches on this pre-show because
you're matches.
Watching with the same thing I'm looking at. This match is going to last all of 30 seconds.
Look at these sunburns.
Yeah, they really blew up this this sunburn thing. Now their skin's all filled with welts and all of that.
I don't know who has that TV so loud.
That's me. I was doing it on purpose so you guys could hear them walking to the ring with the tan.
Okay.
So what else? They got trapped in a tanning bed or something?
Yeah, it was something like the Golden Truth like pulled a fast one on them like when they were at the tanning bed or something. I don't know.
They're trapped in the tanning bed.
I love how they just combine people's music together. They want them to be at the end. Just overlay the two musics.
Yo, it's a Golden Truth remix.
But yeah, I don't really care much about that tag team. I guess I'll go with
the Awesome World. Truth. People over there, you suck.
Yeah. That was my favorite too. I had it up to here with y'all. You happy go lucky little Jimmy and all.
Charlotte and Dana Brooke for the one, I guess.
Yeah, I'll go with Charlotte and Dana.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Natty and Becky Lynch on that one.
Really? Hmm.
Heart and Fire, I think, is that they call the team. So.
Heart and Fire.
Yeah. Oh, good Lord.
They could have done better than that.
Is Becky going to be part of... Look, this is Breezango, the same creative team. You know, Fabrice was staring them right in the face, and they just...
Never calling him Breezango. I'm going to keep calling him Fabrice, thanks to you. So. Yeah.
And you're welcome.
And you know what? The problem with the Charlotte Dana thing is that I feel they broke them up a little. Well, they're breaking them up too fast. Like, they just got together, and they're already on terms where it's like, don't fail me again. It's like, we just got together.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of stupid.
You know, and whenever you tell someone, don't fail me again, they're going to fail you again. Like, so clearly, tonight's all about seeing what Dana Brooke's going to screw up and how she's going to course Charlotte, whatever.
I'm sorry, he just tagged in Tyler Breeze like he smacked him right in the sunburn to tag him in.
Oh, the antics of this.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
John Cena, AJ Styles.
You know, this could go either way, and my... suspicions say more than likely it'll go to AJ Styles, and you're going to get the rematch next month at Battleground.
Normally I would agree with that, but because this is John Cena's first match back, I don't know if they want to give him a loss coming back.
But he could, but ew, the thing man. Is, but you got to remember the contract signing on Monday was AJ without the club. Mm-hmm. The club is going to get involved. So
well, whenever they do something...
And that's what's going to get AJ the win.
Well, I think whenever they do something like that, it's because they're going to introduce someone who's in the club that we don't know about yet. There's going to be another member that we haven't thought of. I could be like the typical marks all over the internet and say, Finn Balor's going to show up and he's going to save the title for AJ Styles. And then he's going to save the match for AJ Styles. And then the Young Bucks are going to join and Kenny Omega. And we're going to have 20 people in the Bullet Club by the end of Money in the Bank. Cause everyone, I'm so sick of hearing. Yeah. You know, I'm so sick of hearing that Finn Balor's going to show up. Yeah. Everyone's going to show up. Everyone from New Japan last night. Every single
person.
Oh, it's
Haku's kids.
You know, the problem is that the fans are way more creative than WWE. So I always hear such cool ideas, and that's how I know it's not going to happen. I'm going to get a Finn Balor, AJ Styles, Bullet Club reunion type. They were never in it at the same time together to begin with. And I just don't see that being what happens. Maybe there'll be a new member or something. Or I don't really know what they're going to do here. AJ Styles needs to win, though. I'm really sick of... this happening. Like he actually started jobbing, and it's weird how when he first showed up, everyone was worried about him doing exactly what he wound up doing. They didn't do it right away, but they snuck it in later, and now it's just kind of like, let's start doing something where he doesn't have to lose constantly. Jeez. And
then that's exactly the thing I was worried about on him coming in here. Like I just don't like what they're doing with him. He deserves much better. This to me, AJ's got to win this. He has to.
Yeah, I'd go with AJ, hands down.
Yeah, I don't give a crap if it's John Cena's return.
AJ.
Me neither.
Yeah, all right, well, there you have it.
You going down with the Kmart looking ass.
Because if he loses, you might as well just get those shovels out right now.
I think this is the night the club takes over.
Yes, I totally agree.
Yeah, that would be interesting. I mean, I'd like to see them do something with it. It's like they have all of the pieces that they need there for it to work. It's weird because certain things are exactly what they always need to be. Like I always say, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn is a good example of a feud that carried over exactly how it was from one fed to another.
It's a chance we get no winner tonight.
There's a possibility.
There's always that no contest possibility.
There's also, you know, Cena.
A match of this magnitude, you really... Go ahead, sorry.
Shit, they might have a riot.
But a match of this magnitude, you really think that that's the way it should go down in no contest?
I mean, it's non-title. They could do whatever they want. I really don't see their reason to be a no contest. I would sooner think that John Cena wins with...
Drag out the feud. Just because somebody doesn't win doesn't mean it's the worst outcome.
You could drag out the feud if somebody loses. I mean, John Cena could lose due to interference.
Exactly. It ain't going to kill him to lose.
Yeah, God forbid. He
well, you know,
Kevin
well,
Owens
you, well,
was
you know
one.
How the E is. They don't want him to ever lose.
Oh, I know.
No, they really don't.
You know what would be awesome? And Lee said it on last Tuesday.
What's that?
AJ makes him tap.
They
oh, my
that,
God.
Though.
That would be so epic. That's my bold prediction of the night.
AJ's going to make Cena tap.
And then Kevin Dunn's going to ask for all of the shots of the crowd, of the kids and everything.
I think
all the kids look so heartbroken.
I think he'd pass out before he taps.
Yeah, he's a pass out kind of guy. He's John Cena. He's definitely a pass out kind of guy.
What a wiener.
Hey, you know, passing out can make a career. For Stone Cold.
Did these guys win? They're hugging each other. I can't even tell. I guess they won.
They really went a long way with this. They really went a long way with this. Like, this is worse than you know, that thing that was on Jillian Hall's face.
The boogeyman.
They really went a long way with that.
Up next.
Well, let's see the finish here. The finish.
Hey, I won.
Yeah, so with Goldust, what did he hit him with? That finisher he does. They don't let him do the curtain call anymore. So what is that, like some sort of a pop-up sling?
Can I remind everybody that R-Truth is a two-time NWA World Heavyweight Champion?
That doesn't mean anything.
It's in TNA, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
TNA doesn't exist in Canada.
I just feel the need to reiterate that man is a TNA... two-time TNA World Heavyweight Champion.
But TNA doesn't exist. It's not canon.
I took a dump this morning. What's your point?
Exactly. Exactly.
It's not canon.
Yeah, dude. Let it go.
The TNA that he was in was canon. That's a difference. Not this TNA. There's a difference.
There's
a huge
difference.
Let it go.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let it go. Let it go.
Oh, my God.
We're going to need that drop soon for this guy, man. I swear. That's exactly it. I don't know why we don't have that shit on reserve for Rage. Tony C, what's going on, man? You're on the air.
I just called in to say what's up to everybody. And damn it, if Cena don't win, we ride. Damn it.
If Cena
wins. Take it to Twitter then and cry and cry and cry because I'll be laughing for days.
If Cena don't win, we ride in because...
Hey, I got to disagree with you. You know I have to stick with my team on this one.
Bullet Club.
That's where we stand, buddy.
Hey.
Vince McMahon is not going to let some guy who lost the freaking Magnus beat John Cena.
We'll see. We could always hope. I've seen stranger things happen.
This happened.
They're taking over, man. They're in every federation. It reminds
me
of something.
They can take over. They just ain't gonna get over. Damn it. You can take over.
Cena's going down. I have been saying that to everybody that will hear me since I woke up this morning. Cena's going down.
Tony C, weren't you on the AJ Styles side when it was?
Yeah, that's true. I was, but then I realized how petty and small a man Vince McMahon is, and the fact that he still got the belt on somebody who get booed out the damn building should show y'all he don't give a damn what we think.
Oh, come on.
And if you're not a WWE creation, you get buried. That just is what it is. So you'll see. You're going to see. Yeah, Rick, in the infamous words of Kevin Hart, you're going to learn today. You're going to learn what this long shovel look like today. His ass is going under.
You got to give them some time, man. Got to give them a chance at least to prove you wrong.
Hell no.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it would make no sense to be like, oh, yeah, Cena wins. That's going to be the predictable.
WWE Padawan Jen, come on. Has WWE booking made any sense here lately? Come on.
Nothing makes sense here lately, but exactly. I am hoping and praying that they won't fuck it up.
Rick, yeah. The question you should be asking.
There it is. It's his CompuServe going off.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that I got a text message. But the question Rick should be asking literally is how many AAs is it going to take for AJ Styles?
Oh, my God.
Y'all think this is a game. Y'all ain't learned. God damn it, y'all finna learn today.
Let's try to fantasize a minute about a world where a perfect world. I know it won't happen but in all cases, but imagine if AJ Styles goes over and then Roman Reigns loses the title. And either Dean Ambrose or Seth Rollins is the champion.
I'm partying like I won the Super Bowl.
We're gonna party like it's 1999 in Prince.
Exactly.
You're
gonna
party.
The only reason why this pay per view is even so close to the possibility of those things happening is because they know fans want it. They always fly really close to the ocean, you know.
I think this is the WrestleMania they wanted, but couldn't get it due to all the injuries.
You think this is like WWE throwing us a bone?
Yeah.
Oh no, they're gonna throw you a
string. Oh, they're gonna fucking yank that string and be like, "Boop, oops."
I truly believe Rollins would have
be like, "You got trolled."
Is Miz still champion?
Miz, yeah.
He's off doing his movie right now, so.
The Marine
26 or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah. Can they end that franchise? That's not his.
Listen, what? Styles is going to hit that Styles Clash for about the second or third time, and then SC going to show up out of goddamn nowhere, and then we all going to be pissed off. And I'm going to just laugh. I'm going to sit back and sip my tea like Kermit the Frog. You're going to learn the damn day. TNA champion going to beat Vince. Did you not hear the infamous line? Let's go back to Raw. What was it, last week or maybe 2 weeks ago? Goddamn John Cena said, "You couldn't beat Roman Reigns, and you think you could beat me? What the hell?"
That was
Come
probably
on now.
Funny, and he was like, "Psh, well, at least I don't shop at Kmart or whatever."
See, if you look into the WWE aspect of it, he basically took two shovels and put one on Booming Ass and one on AJ Styles.
Yeah, he buried both.
There you go.
Well, he has a habit of doing that. I mean, he's always been a jerk. Look at when Sami Zayn came into the ring that one time and he looked at him like, "Are you kidding me? This guy?"
Like the Rock.
Yeah.
Who in the blue hell are you?
It doesn't matter who you are.
Exactly. It's like
2 + 2 = Thomas Jefferson, sucker.
Listen, AJ Styles is like goddamn John C. Riley in that hole on Step Brothers and John C. pouring dirt on that. Just let the dirt slip.
Oh my God.
Mauro Ranallo supposedly mentioned Kenta Kobashi on the fucking show.
Oh, good for him. He's always trying to be smarky.
Mm-hmm.
He goes out of his way. Sometimes he'll mention shit that isn't even there. That's how much he's
trying.
That's
why he's the best.
Yeah. Right.
I just called in because this is going to be my match of the night. John, when this scene in AJ Styles match, come on. That's match of the night material. So
I'm going with AJ Styles on this one, though, because I really think that there's going to be something that happens.
I think it's going to be shenanigans. I don't think there's going to be a clear winner.
The only way AJ Styles will win is Dixie Carter call Vince and say, "Look, sugar.
Oh, shit.
You let AJ Styles win. You can have my library, sugar." And I expect you fat heart. I give you fat hearty back, too. There you go.
Uh-oh.
He goes over.
Shout out to Sweeney
Hardy.
Yeah, shout out to the chat room again, by the way. I noticed more people joined. I don't think Jeff was in there before. Boss Hog, Matt Squires. Was Maddie Legend in there? I'm not even sure if he was in there. Maddie Legend. More you guys are stacking in there. AC, Nature Boy, and so on and so forth.
AJ Styles, Cena, oh, my bad.
Pastor Sidell also. Yeah, just shout out you guys.
Getting excited.
Got a pastor side and haven't seen him all weekend.
Blonde Show. Yeah, look, more people are stacking up.
DJ Goblin.
Yeah, see, they're in the pay-per-view mood. You got to get into it, you know?
Yeah.
I hate what Corey Graves is wearing. He looks like such a typical hipster. I don't like it.
But listen.
Dude, he's doing the Rat Pack thing. They're in Vegas. The Sinatra, Dean Martin.
I don't like it. He makes hipsters like me look bad.
You're not a hipster.
I'm going to say this.
I'm not going to say a damn thing.
Listen, all I got to say is Rage, AJ Styles.
You are a rainbow bright.
AJ Styles.
You don't wear no skinny jeans.
I didn't ask for Jimmy's opinion.
Okay, Tony, what did you say?
I was going to say this. AJ Styles would give his soul to the Lord. That's going to John Cena tonight. All y'all don't believe it. You're going to believe today. So I just wanted to give my opinion on this match. I give a damn about if Boom is going to keep the title or not, because it don't matter.
You know, I've never known anybody to say they was a hipster till tonight.
Oh, here you go.
Surfer, are you having fish dicks before the pay-per-view?
No.
Still with that. All right, guys, next match. Tony, do you want to stick around for the next match, or were you just here to belittle AJ Styles?
Hold on, Rick. You're not going to put this on me. This is not me, okay? I'm in the corner of Vince McMahon. I'm sorry. Okay, yeah. I'm going to do one more match. Go.
All right, one more. Lucky for you, it's an interesting one. Titus O'Neil versus Rusev.
I knew that was coming.
United States title.
When is Titus going to get his due?
Never.
Rusev. No.
Yeah. I mean, Rusev. He's doing the commercials with his crumb snatches and everything. He's a spokesman. He took his suspension like a man. He should get a championship now.
That's one black man who will never succeed in WWE.
Oh, good Lord.
I'm going to pick.
Listen, Race, I mean Rage.
That was funny.
Big Papa Rusev. Did you hook up? Holler if you hear him. Got the Steiner recliner, man. And you got the freak outside, Medeja. I mean, Lana. There you go.
Y'all better
start putting this stuff together, man. Vince McMahon recreating WCW, guys. Right in front of the eye. There you go.
Yeah, now
he already got Goldberg, Booming with the title. So there you go. Think about it.
Yeah, speaking of, they're showing earlier today when Roman Reigns is coming in with his luggage. Is he gonna run into someone? Usually something like this. Oh, nothing at all. Literally, just wanted to show him walking in with his bags. What a waste that was. I thought he was gonna bump into someone.
I like what they cut to, though.
Yeah, they cut to cleavage.
They cut to cleavage.
You know, they cut to, you guys wanna hear a little? We have some natty Becky Lynch here with Tom Phillips's teeth.
Fire with some questions for you guys. You want to dive into these?
Absolutely.
First one here is, why do you two feel you work so well as a team?
That's easy. I've known Becky for over 10 years, and she has so much passion and drive. It's just nice to be around her. I love her. And she's my heart. You know, she keeps my blood pumping.
They're going to turn on each other.
Let's move on to the second question.
Yeah, kiss.
Who are your inspirations?
Yeah, she's got a heart on.
Dynamite Kid. Her uncle Bret Hart was one of my favorites growing up. And Mick Foley was another of my favorites growing up. Just how he constantly fight, you know, and always bring that energy and that passion no matter what. So they were.
For me, I definitely Bret the Hitman Hart, a huge inspiration in and out of the ring. It makes me want to be better.
Yeah, that one was a given.
Macho Man Randy Savage, for sure.
Those some great Macho ones. Man. Those fantastic. Final question here from the WWE Universe. What did you make of Charlotte telling her father, Ric Flair, that she doesn't need him?
Surfer.
That was me.
Yep. Blonde and bland and blander.
She has had Ric Flair in her corner. Like, he is literally the reason that she
really?
Is
so are these bras tough. Really so, making the heart out of her hand?
Yeah, they it's did.
It's kind of lives.
In honor of Father's Day. Apparently,
she has a heart on.
But oh, by the thing.
I'm grateful. And she's used her father, and revenge is a dish best served cold, Tom.
You're absolutely right. Well, thank you so much for joining us here in the social media lab.
That was the Macho, but you don't hear me eating it.
Charlotte and Dana Brooke, and thank you to the WWE for sending in all your questions using the hashtag Heart and Fire. Right now, we want to go back out to ringside.
I guess we're going to get another match now.
Oh, boy.
So is there really a surprise entrant into the Money in the Bank match?
You know what? The reason people are saying that is because when they showed the silhouettes before they were filled in, there were seven. And then throughout the Raw, as they started to fill them in, the seventh guy mysteriously disappeared. Okay, so we have the Lucha Dragons.
Who did I say
messed up?
We have the Lucha Dragons coming in.
Oh,
it
versus the Dudleys.
Brock Lesnar came in there and won.
Oh, fuck that fool.
What did I say to you?
Why
right
you
tonight?
Gotta be a fool?
Brock Lesnar can climb a ladder.
Not a fool, a fool.
Why you gotta be a fool?
Because he's just a fool.
But he can't climb a ladder.
Whatever, man.
Climb the ladder in UFC.
Yeah, that's what I want to see. I want to see Brock in a ladder match.
He wants to, all he has to do is yell at the belt that'll fall into his hands, the briefcase.
Yell at the briefcase.
Yeah. Like, get over here! Yes.
It'll be like the Michael Douglas movie, Falling Down. You forgot the briefcase!
Yeah, that's right.
But it'll be something different, yo. That's all. That's all we clamoring for something different, right?
Yeah.
If AJ can beat Cena, then Rock can beat. I mean, Brock. Brock.
Big Show can do a ladder match. I want to see Brock do one.
Nah.
Yeah. That's, nah. I mean, he's tall. That's why he's in.
Does anybody care who wins this match?
I would like to see the Lucha Dragons win. The Dudleys have been slow and unresponsive for a long time.
Oh yeah. Big time.
This is called.
I just say give the Dudleys number 10 and just get them out of there.
I don't know if they're even in good enough condition for it, honestly. So, well, remember that time recently they forgot which one of them forgot to do the 3D? Like, yeah, this is the part where you do the D.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what is going on here, man? Like, you shouldn't be forgetting
what?
About
that. Watch Bubba Ray.
Why would Bubba Ray do
this? New episode of Camp WWE coming on after this pay-per-view. They announced that.
Is it?
Have they said anything about it?
No, I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, I'll be looking forward to that.
Who do you think would be the one to botch this match? Sin Cara or Kalisto?
Sin Cara.
Ray Kalisto.
Want to take bets on him?
Ray Kalisto.
There is Ray Kalisto in there. He looks just like Ray, don't he?
What other matches do we got?
Are you saying that because he's Mexican and short?
No. I'm saying that because he's short, Mexican, and got a mask. There you go.
So what other matches we got to pick winners for?
Damn, we got the Fatal 4-Way for the WWE Tag Titles, which is Gallows and Anderson, the Vaudevillains, Enzo Amore, and Big Cass and New Day. I'm going to say off the bat, my pick, which would be convenient, I think, should be Gallows and Anderson.
Me too.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I think they're going to win too. It's the convenient way of having the New Day lose the belt without getting pinned.
I'm going with the Vaudevillains for the upset.
What about you, Double A?
I think I'm going to go with a dark horse, and I'll say it's Enzo and Cass.
How you doing?
Because I think they're going to get into a program with the New Day, probably. Somebody's going to turn heel.
What a shame, because it's been pretty entertaining with all of them together, and there's still a lot of other people they could have feuded with before that, and Gallows and Anderson could really use it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but they can have a good showing, but they don't necessarily have to win, and they don't have to be pinned to not win either.
Exactly.
Too bad the Shining Stars couldn't be in this match.
Oh, God. Really?
Hispanic gimmicks have gone downhill.
Hey, look. They're like a bad tag team, but they're a tag team nonetheless.
No, they're a bad tag. All the Hispanic gimmicks, like look at La Sombra's gimmick in NXT. That's ridiculous with the feather
in his
hat.
Oh, that's fucking
stuff.
Ridiculous.
And No Way Jose.
And No Way Jose.
No Way Jose is so bad.
Did you see the video of Bobby Roode trolling him like at NXT? That shit was funny.
But that's so bad it's good. Like, they're so bad it's bad.
Yeah,
like,
I saw that video, Jen. You're talking really about bad. The one where Bobby Roode's dancing with No Way Jose, and then I'm sitting there like, why is he dancing? And then at the end, he turns on him. That was a house show or something. And I was like, there's the Bobby Roode I know. You wouldn't be dancing with No Way Jose. Like, come on. So, finally, we have the last two matches. I'm not sure if they put them. Oh, Tony, yeah, I forgot you were still here.
Cena's gonna come out and bury him. We know that.
No. Go ahead, Tony. Go ahead. What do you got?
No, I'm going with Anderson and Festus. I mean, Anderson and Festus.
Have some respect, man.
See, it wasn't as bad as I thought.
Festus has some respect.
What used to be Festus's trigger? The bell ringing.
Yeah.
What if the bell rings and he just freezes?
And go back half.
I need to put some respect on
Gallows.
Mommy went a long way for a joke, don't you think?
You know, the Dudley's going to come down and say, hey, let's reform Aces and Eight.
Exactly.
Oh, good luck.
Jesus Christ.
It's going to be the collusion going on. Aces and Eight's coming back. Bump the Bullet Club. I mean,
they wanted to video. That thing is hilarious.
If they wanted WWE could use Aces and Eights, right? It's not like TNA like trademarks their shit, right?
You can give TNA a fucking piece of bazooka bubblegum, they'll give you the rights for whatever.
Tito Ortiz gonna come and hit Xavier Woods with a hammer. Doc and the other dude gonna win Aces and Eights all the way.
So who do you guys got for the Money in the Bank ladder match with Sami Zayn, Cesaro, Jericho, Ambrose, Owens, W.O.?
I'm picking right off the bat. I'm going with Kevin Owens. But I would not be surprised if they give it to Ambrose and have a Shield triple threat for the belt at SummerSlam.
Yes. I agree with you. Yeah, Ambrose.
I can see that happening, but I'm picking Owens to win.
I'm thinking the asshole.
Hooman don't need to be nowhere in that match, Scott. You can say it.
That's his rematch.
It's going to be that asshole Owens. And he's gonna play it up.
You need his rematch at Battleground, damn it.
What about you?
Get the hell out of Dodge.
What about you, Double A?
For what match? I got distracted for a second.
The ladder match, Money in the Bank.
The ladder match. Honestly, I don't know. Hold on 1 second. I got something going on here.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick with my picks that I always say, which I've been saying now going on almost, 2 years of saying that Ambrose is the best babyface in the company and Owens is the best heel in the company. And if they go with either one of those, I'm fine with it. So as usual, Ambrose and Owens.
I'm gonna go with Owens.
Okay, Owens. And Jen, who do you pick?
He's going to be so unbearable carrying around that briefcase for the next few months. He plays being a dick better than anybody. And just roughing everybody's face, he's going to be champion one day. He's just going to have a field day on promos.
And who do you pick, Jen?
Happy Scary Dean.
Okay. Love that thing he did on Swerved where he flipped out and broke the camera. That was awesome.
I know, dude. I fucking laughed my ass off.
If anybody's good for that role, because you could see that those people wanted to be anywhere that's not here. But yeah,
they were like, what the fuck?
You know, it's funny. Usually, someone you would usually pick Cesaro, but no one giving him a chance, are they?
Being that I'm the conspiracy theorist, I'm only going, like, I see this going like two ways, and this probably coincides with how the main event's going to go. But if I could see Kevin Owens winning this, but if Ambrose wins it, then more than likely, I think Roman will retain. Go ahead.
I would say very rarely does a face win it. It's usually a heel.
Yeah. So like if Ambrose wins it, then I definitely see Roman retaining and you get that triple threat at SummerSlam.
All right. Any other thoughts on this one?
I'm going to say my dark horse is Chris Jericho because he's still the undisputed champion.
Jacko Jericho.
That's right.
Hey, shut up. They'll put you in an arm bar.
And put you in an arm drag. And I'm going to go with we thank Kevin Owens, man. Kevin Owens. And I can see him cutting promos on Boomin, and Boomin just sitting there saying, I'm not a guy, I'm not the guy, whatever the hell he's saying. That's his response to everything.
So. I'm not a good guy, I'm not a bad guy, not a Rollins got the belt, I'm not even the guy.
I should have been in that movie, Other Guys.
I'm the guy trying to get the title back.
Get your ass there.
I'm just a girl.
World heavyweight title match.
Job.
What was that?
This is jobbed.
This is unacceptable.
That's not a big shock.
They've been jobbing a lot lately.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? Yeah, they've been jobbing a lot, but I got a problem with them jobbing to these two.
They're gonna come out on
Monday. Because they're Mexican.
No.
I mean,
Kalisto's a white guy.
I mean, that's exactly what should have happened. I told you guys that I.
Yeah, Kalisto is.
You thought the Dudley's old asses were going to beat these two? Double Are we watching the same program?
I mean, you know what? Yeah, actually, I did.
Double A tomorrow night.
You guys are living in the late 90s, man. Like, literally, look at the damn calendar. These guys, like, the Dudley's have been not really able to keep up with anyone for a good long time now.
Yeah.
Why the hell bring them in then?
It's kind of sad.
To put people over, exactly like they did. Talent enhancement. That's what you need in a company like this that's growing. Hashtag new era, not hashtag attitude era.
Talent enhancement. Can a team be so bad that even them beating like a team like the Dudley Boys don't really mean shit?
The Dudley Boys are one of my favorite tag teams, but that doesn't matter because at the end of the day, they don't look as good, you know? So it doesn't make sense.
New era, fire and ice. That's what the hell they look like. Damn it.
Hashtag old ass era.
No. New era, fire and ice. That's who they will be. Come on, job and everything. Scott Norton and damn. Ice Tray.
Glacier.
Renee Young not wearing a bra as usual.
Yeah.
Well, you know what that is about.
Come on.
Titty Master.
I like when Lita on her next show.
Titty Master.
I like when Lita on her next show up.
Yeah, but come on. I mean, Lita.
Hey, Double A, did you watch that video I posted for you the other night?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, you got to watch that. That thing was fantastic.
What was it?
It's remember at NXT when she said CN equals 100 and that's 10 times better than 10? And Corey Graves made that crazy face on the air looking at her.
Yes.
Like you're just an idiot. His face was priceless. Just like looked inside, was like, dick.
Yeah, I saw it. I didn't get it though, but I saw it. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, don't be dissing my perfect 10 now.
But he was dissing her, and she was just being an idiot.
Yeah, she was Double A. A fucking idiot.
I need to ask Double A, did Renee rub her feet in urine before she came to the show?
Yeah, she did.
What?
What the fuck?
What the hell is that about?
Yeah, what?
It cures
out. Double A has
the Dean Ambrose is dirty.
Yeah, when they take showers together, he says Dean Ambrose is in the shower. And she's sitting there and keep her feet in it. She don't move.
Jeez. She's cleaning it like a kid in a rain puddle.
Exactly. Yeah. He said that's the kind of chick she is, man.
All right, well, let's get to the main event. Let's get to the main event of this. Tony, I'm ecstatic that you were able to join us, but let's get to the main event.
Hey, okay. Y'all talk about Renee and no bra. You know, all that goes hand in hand. She's unkempt. That's the whole thing.
So you're saying she looked like she got like buckwheat like in the scissor lock or some shit?
Oh my god.
I'm gonna pick Seth Rollins in the main event. Get back what he never lost.
Thank you for bringing it back for me, Scott.
Anytime.
Yes.
We only got like 4 minutes left.
Yeah, 4 minutes. I don't know how many bad jokes we could fit into 4 minutes, guys.
I don't know, but I'll start. I'll play the role of Jason Burke and get this thing back on track by my book.
That's harsh.
I'm going with Roman to retain tonight, unfortunately.
I'm gonna be hopeful and I'm gonna go with Rollins.
Wow. Rage pick Roman Reigns? I think he's gonna ask Jen out next.
Your hopes are really up there.
I think it's going to be Roman because they don't want to give the crowd a satisfaction of a loss. Yeah, I mean, like if the crowd wanted him to win, then maybe they would take it from him. But since so many people want him to lose, that's the reason why they won't take it from him.
Right, Double A.
I'm going with Rollins.
Rollins, all right, cool.
Rollins because something tells me that when they do this brand split, which is going to be bland, Roman's going to be the champion of whatever show he's going to be on.
Right. I mean, that does make sense, and I truthfully feel that if Rollins didn't get injured, he would still have it to this day. Like, I don't think
that. I think he was being groomed to break Punk's streak.
Exactly.
Exactly. All right, you're picking up on Rage now.
Okay, don't hurt yourself, Rage. Shit.
Yeah,
that's all Rage got to hold on to Punk in that name.
Look at you. Oh my god.
Once that's gone, he'll really have to let Phil Brooks.
Jesus Christ. God's streak is forever, and you people will remember that.
Yeah.
He like a Goldberg fan in October 1998. Just holding on.
So any other stuff on this pay-per-view?
I got Boomin for the win, by the way. Boomin.
Yeah, you already know my answer, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can even push him. A month ago, you couldn't even push Roman over Seth Rollins.
Now, Vince, say the hell with y'all. My damn company. I'll run this shit. So, Boomin.
You're going to learn today.
That's right. What a long shovel look like today.
The long shovel of justice.
This style might be in the curtain jerker match while you're playing. We can get this out of the way early. Get this shit out of the way early. And like Lee said, Cena gonna come run down to the ramp tonight with two shovels. Come on, let's go. Let's do it. Shout out to Lee Champion for that great idea too. Cena run down with shovels. Damn right. I'm on the Cena bandwagon now, damn it.
I had no idea, Tony. Do tell.
I had time to sit back and, you know, research this whole thing and damn it.
And bring us this professional coverage. That's right. So,
if Rollins wins, does he win clean or the shenanigans?
No, there should be shenanigans. He's a heel.
Yeah, exactly.
He should win with a curb stomp too, man. Get rid of this.
He ain't going to bring that shit back.
Who?
I would love for them to bring the curb stomp back. But
who would help him though? I mean, would Jay come back? Would Kane?
Samoa Joe.
JC gonna come down.
Ooh,
and
Samoa Joe, that's interesting.
Actually, Bray Wyatt, he returns tonight and helps Rollins win, and we fade to black.
And then we get another.
Anyone but you, right?
Anyone but you, booming. Anyone but you.
Does Triple H help out?
That could happen.
Yeah, that's another one. Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if Triple H comes down and says, "I want my rematch right now." It's gonna happen.
Come down with a Halliburton, his own damn money in the bank contract. Got this Mongo.
And then if the shenanigans do go down, what will Shane do?
Who cares?
Because like we'll Stephanie, Stephanie wouldn't care, but Shane seems like, oh no, we restarting this.
Who knows? Anyway, guys, the pay-per-view is getting ready to start, and I damn sure don't want to miss it to hang out with you clowns, no offense. So we're going to... So we're going to wrap this up.
All right, everybody synchronize their watches. We'll meet back here in 3 hours.
All right.
Yeah, please do. And like I said, we're going to all be back and in the chat room. We're going to be interacting with all of you guys that are still piling in there, and we'll talk to you throughout the pay-per-view and be here for the post-show afterwards. Where we'll give you our thoughts and see how many of our predictions came true. And I've been your host, Rick Dower, here with the co-host, Mr. Ranty MAA himself, Padawan Jen, Tony C, Rage, Scott, Surfer, and anyone that didn't make it into the call, because I know that the board was going off. We'll try to get to you guys afterwards, we promise. So on that note, we're out of here.
Talk to you later.
Later.
Later.